This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The UN Security Council has scheduled an emergency closed-door meeting on the coup in Sudan for Tuesday afternoon. Diplomats said late Monday that the consultations were requested by the United States, United Kingdom, France, Ireland, Norway, and Estonia. Sudan's military seized power Monday, arresting the prime minister and other officials of the transitional government, sparking protests by thousands of demonstrators across the country demanding a return to civilian rule. The takeover threatens the country's shaky progress toward democracy. Iran executed over 250 people. That includes at least four children offenders in 2020. And so far this year has carried out 230 executions. That includes nine women and one child who was executed in secret, according to the UN independent investigator in human rights in Iran. Javed Rehman told the UN General Assembly's Human Rights Committee that Iran continues to implement the death penalty at an alarming rate and said the absence of official statistics and lack of transparency around executions means that this practice escapes scrutiny, resulting in serious abuses preventing accountability. According to Amnesty International, Iran was the top executioner in the Middle East last year, accounting for more than half the region's 493 executions. This was followed by Egypt, Iraq, and Saudi Arabia. Amnesty's annual figures exclude China, where executions believed to number to the thousands and are classified as state secret and omit executions from some countries marred by conflict like Syria. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has announced the appointment of former UN Undersecretary General Nolene Heiser of Singapore as the new UN Special Envoy for conflict-torn Myanmar. She will succeed Christine Schreiner-Bergener of Switzerland, whose 3.5 years in the post saw moves toward democracy dashed in a military takeover of the Southeast Asian nation last February that led to nationwide protests and violence. Her term ends Sunday, Hazer said, and led UN agencies promoting women and economic and social development in Asia. Schreiner-Bergener told AP on Monday that Guterres has made the right decision to have a person who knows the region. The U.S. House Committee investigating the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol deferred its request for several dozen pages of records from former President Donald Trump's administration at the White House's urging, but President Joe Biden again rejected the former president's invocation of executive privilege on hundreds of additional pages. In a letter to the National Archives and Records Administration, Biden's counsel, Dana Remus, repeated that the president has determined that an assertion of executive privilege is not in the best interest of the United States and therefore not justified for two tranches of documents sent to the White House for review last month. The panel is investigating the violent Capitol siege by Trump supporters that day and has sought documents connected to the former president, who has falsely said he won the presidential election and that morning urged his crowd of followers to fight like hell. Obtained Monday by the Associated Press, a letter from Remus reveals that the committee deferred its request for nearly 50 pages of documents as a result of an accommodation process with the Biden White House. Australia's prime minister says the country is set to reduce emissions by 35% below 2005 levels by 2030. Prime Minister Scott Morrison said on Tuesday he would not commit at the UN climate conference in Scotland next month to increasing the country's current 2030 target of reducing emissions by 26% to 28% below 2005 levels. He said, "We will meet it and we will beat it," referring to the 2030 target Australia adopted in 2015. He says they'll beat it with emissions reductions and believe up to 35%. And may even achieve better. More at voanews.com. Via remotes, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.